AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Bitter cold temperatures are following the snow, sleet, and ice around the South after the latest winter storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Terry says much of the eastern part of the U.S. will be in a deep freeze through the rest of the week.
Thursday looks to be the coldest day with afternoon high temperatures in some spots between 30 and 40 degrees below average.
Utility companies say more than 77,000 Georgia customers remain without power as crews work to clear down trees and power lines. Truck driver Bernard Waller in Canton, Georgia, says he knows emergency crews have been keeping busy.
Very frustrating, but I know they're busy because we've been seeing them chasing down power lines and trees all night long.
Sound courtesy WSB-TV. It was even chilly in New Orleans. Temperatures in the mid-30s for Mardi Gras festivities. But that sound and all the partying ended at the stroke of midnight as New Orleans police on horseback cleared out the French Quarter's last tipsy revelers, closing out carnival season. Crews are working on clearing up to 150 tons of trash this morning. President Obama delivers the keynote address today for a White House summit on battling violent extremism.
With the grisly backdrop of beheadings in the Mideast and shootings in Europe, the president will echo Vice President Biden's assertion that societies need an affirmative alternative to blood-soaked terrorist recruiting pitches in immigrant communities.
Countering the narrative of violent extremism that has been turbocharged through the internet.
Officials here say solutions must go beyond anti-terrorist airstrikes to making clear to angry immigrant youths that their lives matter. To leaders from top U.S. cities in more than 60 countries, Obama will say inclusion's the best weapon against radicalization. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. Labor Secretary Paris has stepped into meetings between the Dock Workers Union and companies that load and unload ships at West Coast ports. AP correspondent Justin Pritchard reports those ports are now open, but there's a backlog of cargo.
The speed at which the workers work is in dispute between the union and the employers, but the 29 West Coast ports are operational in the sense that employers ordered full work crews to work ships.
Yes, cabin fever may be setting in snowy Boston, but Mayor Marty Walsh says he can't condone people who've been recording themselves jumping out of windows and into tall snowbanks.
That's a foolish thing to do, and you could kill yourself. So I'm asking people to stop the nonsense right now when it comes. These are adults jumping out windows.
Miss P pulled an upset at the 139th Westminster Kennel Club at Madison Square Garden last night. The four-year-old beagle beat out Matisse, a Portuguese water dog that was the top-winning male in show dog history. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.